This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace's Andy Euler has been on the ground in Puerto Rico, where the $70 billion debt crisis is sometimes invisible and sometimes painfully on display. In the face of economic privations, some people are getting out. But today, a look at some Puerto Ricans who've returned home. Let's go to San Juan for the story.
Willie Luca moved to Miami from Puerto Rico about 10 years ago. Says things on the island were bad. He got a job selling clothes in a store, and then he became the boss, managing more than 100 people.
I was living really nice over there in downtown Miami, Brickell Avenue.
Then he got a phone call from his brother Rolando late last year. Rolo told him he had to come back and check out a building in San Juan. Said they should open a bar. So Willie left his high-paying job and moved back in November. Says it wasn't an easy choice.
Because, you know, it's easy to go to the States. You just go there and you can start making money fast and live comfortable, you know, but there's a lot of work to be done here. I think people are not seeing it.
The bar is called La Cubanita. It's in Old San Juan, a part of the city crawling with tourists, but also Puerto Ricans. It certainly doesn't feel like anyone would be talking about a debt crisis here. A few blocks down the road, I meet Joe Aponte. He calls himself a New Yorican. He retired here about 15 years ago.
I cannot take that away. I am both. I'm Puerto Rican by my ancestors, by my parents, and I'm a New Yorker, so I'm an American.
Joe grew up in the South Bronx, but when he was 12, his dad sent him to Puerto Rico to live with his grandparents. He went back to the States and joined the Army.
See, that's where my conflict as a New Yorican divides.
He says he served his country, and he's upset because he thinks Washington is leaving Puerto Ricans high and dry. He says he's fine, with Social Security and money from his wife's pension, and a return to the States is always an option.
But I said, to go through the cold again, start a new life again, get an apartment, and I says, you know what? I'll stay here.
Joe's not staying because of opportunity, but at least he's staying. If more Puerto Ricans felt the same way, the island might not be in such an economic bind. About a third of all the people born here end up living in the States. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.